guys, and welcome to another episode of Fangirl Report with me, Emma Herron, your very own certified fangirl. And as I mentioned last week, we have a very exciting episode today with a very exciting special guest, okay? So we did have some video technical difficulties in this episode. I'm gonna upload it anyways. We're just gonna roll with it. And the audio version of this episode is available everywhere you stream a podcast. So thank you so much and enjoy.
Hello, everybody. Hi. To all the viewers. And I would love, Marta, if you would introduce yourself, tell the people who you are. This is so exciting. I'm going to die.
Hi, I'm Marta. I am a singer, a songwriter, and a radio presenter from Latvia. And this is actually my first international podcast.
That is so exciting. I know, I've been thinking about it, especially since last time we joined your fan Zoom that you did last week. Yeah. I was like, maybe this is like the first North American introduction.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely the first time like I've been speaking to Canada like this, for sure. I did some Eurovision podcasty things when I was shortlisted in February. But I think this is a first in many ways, for sure.
It's so exciting. Well, our community is very small right now. We're still kind of starting out, but we are so thrilled to have you here.
The best ones here.
Exactly. That is what I'm saying. So I want to give like an introduction of how I found you.
Okay, I want to know.
Yes, of course. So I am on TikTok all the time. I'm just a TikTok girl. It is how it is. And on my Fangirl Report TikTok, I always like to, you know, build my algorithm, be scrolling and interacting. And I stumbled upon a promotion video for Fangirls, the freaking hit song in this house. And I was like, the vibes were just immediately, I'm like, yes, I knew right away. I'm like, I like this girl. And I saw the connection, of course, Fangirls, Fangirl Report, saw the connection right away. I was like, yeah, this is going to be my new artist,
well,
I fear.
Thankfully, the algorithm figured it out because, it's not easy to reach the right people. And when it happens, I'm very happy. Like, I really hold on to every new fan who discovers me because, they are so important.
Exactly. It's so important. And it's just, social media is so huge now. It's like insane how kind of important it is to kind of strategize what you're doing with your
hard
platform.
It's hard. It's kind of easier than it's ever been, but it's also so hard.
Oh, 100%, because it's also come so far. Did you expect, like, when you first started to be spending so much time and energy developing content and, like, filming, editing, all that good stuff?
No.
Right?
Maybe when I switched to English, which was 2 years ago, I had an idea already because this was all happening. But when I first released my song, like, my first song came out at the end of 2015. Like, social media was very early stages.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. I know. Like, even when I started, like, the whole podcast platform, which was always just something for fun for me to do, I didn't realize that, like, everybody's saying post 3 times a day, have all these things in your drafts ready to go, and always be, I'm like whoa, that's a lot. So
when did you start?
I started at the end of last year, so like December 2024 ish.
Okay, quite recently then.
Right, exactly. So we're still building, but it's been a really fun process, and it's just, yeah, it's a fun thing to dive into. So if it's okay with you, I would love to talk about kind of your background a little bit. You studied musical theater in university.
Yeah,
that
I did.
Is so as a musical theater girly herself, I think that's so exciting. First of all, did you perform any musicals during your time in that like program?
Yeah, Florence and the Red Menace.
Oh.
And I can't remember what else. I think we did. Did we do something like Stephen Sondheim medley or something, like some weird thing? I can't remember. It was 100 years ago.
It's amazing.
Time.
It really was. Like, university and like just post-secondary and in general, it's so crazy. But yeah, that's amazing. I am such a musical theater girl. So when I found that, like, I was doing a little research, I was like, oh, okay.
But you know what's funny? You know, the funniest thing, how I ended up there, I just thought it was... I don't think I knew what musical theatre was, because musical theatre as a term in Latvia wasn't really known back then, and I just thought it would be theatre with some singing. I didn't I didn't realize that it would be just like actual musicals and musical theater history and
Totally.
all that. And at that point in my life, I had kind of closed the door to music, and it just came back in my life weirdly with musical theater,
Yeah.
and then yeah, it's just funny that I didn't know what I was signing up for. It's so funny.
I mean, to be fair, like the English term for musical theater, it seems pretty literal, so I don't blame you for making that assumption at all.
For my audition, I sang Katie Melua.
I don't think I've ever heard of
That's
that.
how little I what?
That name before.
Katie
Girl, get me
Melua?
into it. Yeah.
A
Get me
bit
into
Nora
it.
Jo a bit Nora Jones style, I
Oh,
guess, a little
okay.
bit.
Kind of taking notes so that I can look
Yeah,
into it
it's
after. Yeah.
definitely not musical theater, but they
Yeah.
accepted me, so
They're probably like, oh my gosh, this girl's so different.
it's an interesting approach. I
Right,
definitely
Hillary?
stood out, I guess.
Exactly. It's giving like an Elle Woods like application here. I love it. That is amazing. So was there like a point in your musical theater university experience that drove you to songwriting, or was there a moment that was like, maybe musical theater isn't the right way into this?
Not really. I was just, I don't know, when you are 19, 20, like that age, it seems like you have the whole world in front of you, and you
Totally.
don't have to make, you don't, at least I didn't feel like I had to make any global decisions back then. I was just kind of winging it, kind of just having fun,
Of
figuring it
course.
out. I thought I would be doing theater. I thought I would either like stay there and audition or come back home and do theater in Latvia. But songwriting didn't really happen to me until a bit later.
Okay,
I just,
interesting. How did
yeah.
that like how did that transition like how did you get into it in the first place? I love this.
Well, I'd always loved music, and I was always the kid singing since forever. Like, I was always, like, I did music school, like piano, all these children's competitions and all that jazz. And
Yeah.
when I was a teenager, I just thought that maybe, did I freeze?
No,
I think I
I
froze.
mean I can hear you fine.
Okay, I just think my picture froze, but that's okay.
That's okay. We'll roll along with it.
I kind of got really self-conscious, and I thought that my voice wasn't good enough. But I was so drawn to being on stage that I just thought, okay, I love theater as well. Let's just do theater. And then, yeah, it was musical theater, and I was kind of like looking for my place in all that.
Yeah, 100%.
And I was doing some shows, but it wasn't quite working out the way I wanted. Maybe, I don't know, it was hard because I had studied in London, I had returned back home. My education was kind of looked upon as something a bit strange
For sure,
here.
yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't easy getting into shows back here as well, and I just had to do something with my creativity, I think, because I wasn't able to do as much theater as I wanted, and it was like building up inside of me, and I didn't know what to do with it. So
Yeah,
I started
100%.
writing. I don't know how I got to it, but I just started writing, and
Hey,
since like
I love
I just
that.
haven't stopped. I just realized it's my favorite thing in the world.
I love that. I love having that kind of like aha moment where you're like, yes, this is gonna be it. And it comes out of nowhere. A lot of the times I feel like when you finally figure it out, like it just happens. Like there's no really rhyme or reason
I
for it,
know, but
but
I'm so annoyed that I
yeah.
didn't do it earlier. I'm
Yeah,
like,
for
oh
sure.
God, I could have been writing for so much longer.
Right.
And why did I
Exactly.
only write my first song when I was 25? Gosh, like that's late.
No,
But
it's never too late. It's never too late. And
yeah.
you've just been rolling with it ever since. I love that. That's so exciting. Well, whatever journey took you there, I'm happy that it did because it led you to making music that I'm obsessed with. So
Thank you so much. It's been
it's
such a weird journey, really. Like,
yeah.
it hasn't been like your typical life, really. And kids happened along the way, and like life happened,
Of
and
course, yeah.
it's been ups and downs and losses and everything, and it's crazy. But I guess I love that I have stuff to say, that I've never felt like, oh, Like, I don't know. I have nothing to say. There's always something. There's always
A
something
hundred
that
percent.
I've experienced, and there's always something to sing about.
Absolutely. And I feel like the same with social media, how it's kind of evolved so much. I feel like it kind of gives this kind of picture perfect story for a lot of artists, where it's like, oh yeah, like it was a great journey, and like it was just, I knew what I was supposed to do. So I feel like you having like this real and raw experience with it, and just kind of finding your own way with it, I think that's so exciting, and I think that's exciting in itself. So I don't think it has to be this like perfect. You know what I mean? Like,
I do, I do. Yeah, you
yeah.
don't see it in my face because
It's
I am here, I
fine.
am
It's fine.
smiling, I am nodding, and I agree with you. And I'm so glad that you found me as well,
Oh, I'm
because
so
it
glad.
really makes me feel like the risk that I took with the English stuff was worth it, because trust me, it wasn't an easy
Oh,
move.
I bet. I could only imagine. And I've listened to literally everything that you've put out, like even this the album that you did in Latvian. I don't speak Latvian at all, but I still listen to all of it. It is beautiful. Like, it's gorgeous.
Thank you
And
so much.
so and that and the switch to the English music, like it's like the ultimate like pop girl. Oh, I just love it. So I'm so excited where it's gonna take you. I'm like
Oh,
thrilled about
thank you so much. Well, me too. I
Yeah.
just keep going. I keep thinking, okay, I wonder what else I can do. I wonder what else I can
Yes,
achieve. And that's just, it's
100%.
just driving me. Some like people ask me all the time, how do you keep going? How, like, how I would have given up. But I'm like, I'm just
Yeah.
really curious what else I can do. And thankfully, I don't have to complain about losing the drive to do it, because I don't know, I just couldn't stop. I'd be too bored.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's almost like it's like a what if thing too, because I feel like especially like starting a podcast and everything, starting a music career, there's always like, what if I didn't start when I did? Like, imagine where all the things I wouldn't
Well,
have
we wouldn't
accomplished.
have met for sure.
Exactly. So there's always, yeah, I think the what if is a really big thing as well. And just like, and I recently met this other girl on TikTok who was like, oh, I don't know, should I start a YouTube channel? I don't know, I'm too scared to do it. I'm like, just do it. Because
Oh,
imagine
yeah.
a month from now where you're gonna be with it. Like, even if it's a slow process, imagine where you'd be a month ago and
Of
imagine what you
course.
could have missed out on if you didn't start, you know? So I think, yeah, that's like a huge thing with it. And I think it's just so exciting to see what's coming next. Oh my
Absolutely.
gosh.
Oh, I can't wait for the new song to come out.
Oh my God, girl, I'm literally counting down the days. I'm so
Yeah,
excited. It's
me
gonna be a
too.
cool girl summer. It's going
It
to be.
is.
It's
Yeah.
gonna pop off. I can feel it. It's just it's what's gonna happen. So like while we're on like kind of the discussion of like your journey and kind of where you've gotten, I feel like so many people talk about like goals and aspirations for the future, but I think it's important to recognize how you've gotten to where you are, especially like it's like where you are now in like your community. It's so gorgeous and everything that you've accomplished. So what's something in your journey that you look back on now that you're like really proud of? Or like just something a moment like that.
I guess taking, like, okay, going to that camp that changed my life. So this is
Yeah.
2023, and at this point, I am only releasing music in Latvian and like just having my little career here. But for some reason, there is this Swedish music industry guy who really loves my music and sees me as a great songwriter for unknown reasons. And he invites me to this camp, this songwriting camp, to write music for the biggest Bulgarian pop star, together with Swedish Billboard writing producers
That
and
is so
songwriters.
huge.
So I got this offer, and I got some time off work immediately, and I said yes. I'm com it was like 2 weeks before, and I was like, yeah, I'll be there, and I just went there. I was super scared because I didn't know if I would be able to write in English, because I hadn't really, like, I had one song in English and maybe I had attempted it a little bit, but just I had no experience really. And that camp really changed my life because it was just really magical. And having these people who have accomplished so much in their own careers telling me that I can do it, that I'm actually so much better than I thought I was, and that I can totally write in English, and that I should just go for something more. I came back and I told my boss that I'd be leaving my Monday to Friday radio job which was a cool job. Like, I love radio, but it was just taking too much time.
Oh, for sure.
I had to go all in, and that's when everything changed. I started writing in English. I started, like, I followed every other small artist I could find in the UK. I started messaging producers. I started working with people internationally, and here we are. I guess taking that step, because it's hard if you come from a small country and there are some assumptions about you, and everyone knows everyone. And when you 100%. Start doing something that's like outside of the box and outside of the norm, it's always like, who do you think you are? Wait, this is not what we do here.
Yeah, and absolutely.
People have been kind of surprised, I think, about my decision, because it would definitely be easier for me to just stay here and just write in Latvian and just be played on the radio and just have my little life here. But I got so curious and so driven to see what else I can do, and I don't regret it at all, like one bit, because meeting like, I've grown creatively, and I think I've written music that I wouldn't have written otherwise. And having an international fandom, like, no matter how small it is, it's mighty.
Exactly.
I love my martinis. And of course, I had fans in Latvia as well, but not to this extent. And not I would even feel embarrassed and shy to call them fans. I'd always just say my listeners. I'd feel like I'm not even allowed to say that I have fans. And now I'm like, well, there's no other way I can call it.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, that is such a great story. And the butterfly effect. I've been seeing that all over TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's my so God. Huge. Yeah. So imagine if you never got invited to that songwriting. Like, it's crazy. Like, the universe is crazy. So,
it is.
Yeah, I think that is so beautiful, and that is so exciting. And martinis, by the way, is, oh my God, that's like the most perfect branding. Like, it is.
It was hard to come up with the name. At first, I thought, like, I was going with the animal theme first.
Yeah.
I was like, kittens, because I love cats. And I think I even considered monkeys for some reason. Don't ask me why.
It's a process. It's a creative process.
And then it just struck me, and I was like, OMG, you guys.
It always is right under your nose.
How do you feel about this? And everyone seemed to love it, and so this is happening.
Yeah. 100%. So, like, that is something that I've been, like, thinking about when I was preparing for this, because I have a bachelor's degree in advertising, so I'm, like, super, like, deep down, I'm always going to be, like, a girl who is, like, so appreciative of, like, branding and things like that. So, I just have a love and admiration for your just branding and visual representation in general. I think what you've done with your, it's just so perfect. And, like, your social media presence, everything. Oh, girl, it's just, it's
thank
so
you
good.
So much.
And, like, the identity and style that you've created yourself.
Oh, I wish my haters had this.
No, literally, you need to freaking play it.
I will quote you.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I will be like, Your perfect branding as described by Fangirl Report.
Exactly. Who is qualified with her advertising degree. Thank you so much. Yeah. But I'm just so curious. Has that visual style, is that something that you've discovered over time? Or, like, did you always have, like, a clear idea of what that would look like?
Oh, no. I think it's always changing. But I've always 100%. Been very... I'm hard to impact, I guess. Like, I always know kind of what I like and what I don't like.
Oh,
and
that of course,
always
yeah.
I've always been, like, ever since I was a kid, I'd be doing some weird things, like putting shoelaces in my hair and, like, stuff like that when I was, like, four or five.
That's so cute.
And I'd be like putting on leggings, and then on top of leggings I'd be putting on underwear and shoelaces in my hair, and maybe some plastic straws. You know, plastic straws were still very in 1995. So plastic straws in my hair as well. And then I don't know, I've always been just kind of seeing how I feel, because it's been a bit hard working with stylists. I've tried and I love their experience, I love their ideas, but it still has to be very in line with how I'm feeling.
Absolutely.
Otherwise it doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly. Like, of course, at the end of the day, it's always going to be like your expression of yourself. And sometimes stylists don't always get the vibe, which is totally fine. And so I think that's perfectly fine. And first of all, fashion icon. Okay. I see you, girl. That is amazing. I freaking love that. And not really a question, but as somebody who has like worked with social media professionally and just for fun over the years, I just need you to know that your like approach and strategy with like being so interactive with your fans, girl, that's going to take you so far. Like, actually, it's always a slow going process. It's going to pay off. The community's always going to flourish because I've been on TikTok ever since it, like, from Musical.ly time. Musical.ly. And
I don't know.
I'm telling you, girl.
Someone unfollows me every day.
Girl, me too. It's fine. It's fine. Just think of it. It's like, because, oh my gosh, there was like that surge on TikTok where I was just getting like all these bot followers for a while. It was like hundreds of them. I had to like delete them. Anyways, just think of it as somebody, it's not meant to be there, because, and you'll get more.
Yeah, we only want the real ones anyway.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But girl, I'm telling you, I've like built profiles where I've taken kind of interactivity and getting people involved as a strategy. It works. So I'm telling you, girl, you're on the right track.
Okay, thank you. It's gonna happen.
So just keep doing what you're doing, girl. I'm obsessed with it. Oh my gosh. But yeah, like, social media is so big, I can't even believe it. It is wild. Is there, oh my gosh,
it's a big topic.
It is a big topic. So how long have you been on TikTok?
Quite a while, really. Like, this is my second account. I have another one. Oh. Like, I have my original Latvian account.
Oh,
and
okay.
That one I created, I think, maybe 2019? Mm-hmm. No, 18? No, 17?
Okay,
great. Like, a while ago.
You've been around.
I've been around, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. And I've been around for even, definitely much longer on Instagram.
Oh, totally.
It's not my native language, you know, sometimes I just get...
No, 100%. Hey, girl, it's my native language and the same thing happens to me, so it's fine.
Yeah, I even consider Instagram and actually just social media like as part of my job for sure, and not just 100%. Promoting my music, but on Instagram I get like, thankfully I get some brand deals as well, and thanks to those I can afford to make music. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's definitely an important thing in my life.
No, yeah, absolutely. I can't believe like when I started, I did not expect like the level of social media that you have to be like putting out every single day. It's like crazy. And so I just be filming stuff and just putting it out for fun.
Yeah, but sometimes it just gives me anxiety as well.
Oh, 100%. It's big. It is really big. And it's always, I feel like I've seen you post about it before, where like the TikTok algorithm just makes the most random videos. Like, what is that about? Like, I made this stupid TikTok. Oh my God, it's so dumb. Do you know Pedro Pascal?
Yeah.
Of course, no Pedro Pascal. I made a stupid video revealing this Pedro Pascal video blanket that I got from my mom for Christmas. And it got a million views on TikTok. TikTok really just there be out go. Here. TikTok just be out here doing their thing. They just be pulling
jokes. You
reckon
he saw it?
You know what? Actually, I actually can't even think about that. I actually can't even discuss that because I think I'll pass away. Girl, it's crazy. And oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm totally just jumping. I just get so excited. I'm jumping all over the place here. You commented on it. I went to see Ash in Toronto. And I'm telling you, girl, the entire time that I was there, I was literally thinking of you the whole time.
Oh
like,
my God.
Like, seriously, I was like, stop. I'm like, girl, this is the vibes. Marta's giving these vibes. If she ever comes, if I ever go see her, this is what it's going to be like.
Like, I love Ash so much. Like,
oh my God, I love her. She's so good.
She's my favorite. Fabulous. If I had to choose just one, I'd say Ash.
Which is so valid. She's so fantastic. And the vibes, like, you guys are just so interconnected vibe-wise. Like,
do you know that I have her autograph?
Do you?
I went to like a meet and greet. I actually like I went to London to see her specifically a few years ago, and I went to do the meet and greet, and she signed the CD, and she was like, "What should I say?" And I was like, "Well, could you please wish me good luck with my music?" So oh my that's God. what she did. And this was like, I think 2022 or something.
Okay, yeah.
So the change happened soon after that.
Yeah, oh my, that is so, that gave me goosebumps, oh my goodness. I think 2022, I think I saw her on that tour as well. I think that was the tour before she took a break, I think.
Potentially, yeah.
I think so,
yeah. Yeah, with the Asher album.
Yeah. Exactly. I went to that Toronto show too. It was fantastic. Mm. Yeah, but girl, I was just like, I was having visions. I'm like, this is gonna happen. Marta's gonna be doing this too.
And it's, I'm like, sure that if it's more than one person manifesting, then there's even higher.
Exactly. Oh my God, manifesting is, it's so big. Do you ever find yourself like with like daily affirmations and stuff like that?
I was kind of holding against it for a while, but
me too.
Things kept happening, and I can't explain it, but I can't deny it. There's no denying it. So I have a vision board. I have a vision board in front of my bed, and I am writing daily affirmations as well.
That is amazing. I know, I was so against it because I'm like, oh, come on, guys. We're not really doing this. We're not talking to the universe. But then, like, people like Brittany Broski online, she's like, she was doing all these manifestations, girls, done all these things. I'm like, hey, maybe I need to get on this manifesting thing. But, like, it's so real. And my coworker, she comes to work every day with her passport in her purse in case the off chance that she like wins the lottery or something and goes so she's manifesting by keeping her passport on her at all times. It's
that's
so
the
funny
vibe. Send my love to her.
I you know what, I so will. I was actually telling her about this yesterday, and she is from Lithuania, I think, which you guys are neighbors.
Yeah.
So I was telling her, she's like, oh my God, tell her I said hi.
Oh,
I'm
she
like,
needs to check me out. Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
We need more martinis.
Yes, absolutely. So I gave her your Instagram. I said, get on there and check her out. Amazing. So yeah, that's so funny because I did. I mentioned it and she was so excited.
Very random fact, by the way. I don't know. I might have relatives in Canada because my granddad's dad immigrated to Canada. I don't know. I might have relatives in Canada.
That is so exciting. Well, hey, if they're
we might be nieces.
Maybe we're related. Maybe we're actually like long lost sisters or something like that. That'd be crazy. Oh my God. That is so funny. So, oh my gosh. And manifesting and for vision boards, I have a vision board too for this year. And on my vision board was to get like my first guest on the podcast this year. And so you're checking off that part of my vision board.
Am I the first one?
Yeah, well, I've had like friends and stuff on it, but like you're the first like guest.
Okay.
Oh, so amazing. You're checking off that box on my vision board for me. Thank you so
that's
much.
That's so cute. I'm honored.
I know, right? So another thing that I like to ask everybody, like even my friends that come on, I need to know what it is you're fangirling about right now.
What I'm fangirling about?
Yeah, anything. It can be a show, a movie, your favorite song. What are you fangirling about right now?
Well, today and yesterday, I've been fangirling about Sabrina Carpenter's new single, Man Child.
Yes! Oh my God, I know. There's that a draft. So there's a draft in my TikToks right now of me lip syncing to the one. Where was it? It was like the one line where it's like, stupid. Or maybe it's
slow.
It's so good.
I know that some people are not like, it's love and hate for some people, but I just don't think they get the humor it's so funny.
Like, and Sabrina so just funny. In general, like, she's just such a funny person, and everything she does is like so calculated and like for a reason.
Yeah.
So like, if you don't get it, you just don't get it. So sorry to say, you're not in the club if you don't get it.
Yeah, like, it absolutely.
That is so exciting.
And I am also obsessed with another artist. She's kind of like up and coming, Chloe Keisha. Have you heard of her?
I have not, but I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah, you will like her. Maybe I shouldn't have said it.
It's fine. Chloe. Okay, I'm literally looking that up. By the way, do you like my phone case?
I love it.
Thank you so much.
I love it.
I ask everybody about it. Okay, she's on my list. I'm going to check her out. That is so exciting. So what kind of vibes is she? Like, is she another, like, pop girly?
Like, pop, but make it a little bit alternative. Kind of, like, ooh, my vibe. She's just, like, my vibe. Yeah.
I love that. That's so exciting. Do you, like, know her personally, or?
No, I would love to, but I don't.
That would be so exciting. Okay, that's fine. We're going to manifest that you will at some point. That's totally
fine. Yeah.
That is so exciting. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me just check if I have anything else here. Okay, so Cool is coming out soon. That's crazy. Are you so excited?
I can't wait. It's different than anything I've done before. It's still me, but it's so much bolder and so much, I don't know. It's just, I'm not afraid to be sexy because for some reason I've been really holding back. I've been holding back my sexuality. And
no,
my passion.
Don't do that. Yes.
No, no more.
No more. No, because girl, I'm telling you, as soon as I saw like the cover art for it with like the suit and the hair, I'm like,
it's a little bit Britney and a little bit Prince and a little bit Chapel, just like a little bit of everything, and mostly of course it's Marta, but it's like a new Marta. I don't think anyone has ever seen that Marta before, and even my husband, and he never does this, we don't really discuss these things, but he was like, who's that song about?
He's like, should I be worried?
Yeah, he never asked me that, and I kind of appreciate him giving me that artistic freedom to just write 100%. whatever I want. And even him asking me, hey, what's this one about?
Okay, that's how you know that you've done a good job, then, if he had to, like, be actually a little worried about it.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. And I know that you mentioned in the Zoom that we did that every new song that you make, like, that ends up being your favorite. So it was Cool, like, your favorite one that you've written right now?
It is absolutely my favorite. I love every lyric and every little bit, and it's so full of surprises. And you don't even know, like, my God. And I love how the second verse is so much different from the first verse.
I love that.
I really like messing things up in the second verse. That's my new jam. I just don't want to repeat the same thing. So it's just so much going on. And this girl who produced it, Rebecca, she did such a good job. And everyone's been really impressed with the production, including me. So it's entirely written by girls and produced by girls. And it was mixed by a guy, but it's fine. Like, he's on the team. Christopher, he's great. Like, he's done most of my English stuff, and he's amazing.
That is amazing. What a win for the girls.
It's very female core.
That is, it's going to be, I can picture it now. I'm going to be in the car, windows down, blasting this. I'm so excited.
Oh, absolutely. And I actually posted a TikTok today using Sabrina, the Man Child song, and I was like, this is something that every man child is going to hate.
I think I did see that. That is so iconic. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for that. Is there anything else that's like up and coming that you're excited about, or anything that you can even talk about?
Well, I have been teasing it. When is this podcast coming out?
Tomorrow.
Well, I can say is that something very strange has happened with my EP title, and for some odd reason, part one has appeared like next to it, and I'm trying to figure out like how that happened.
That is a mystery. What is going on?
But yeah, for some reason, Wrong Woman, the EP, is now called Wrong Woman Part One. So we can only guess what could be happening.
My God, what a mystery.
Down this year. And also, what I can say, coming back to Cool as well, I'm a little DIY queen, and I made a little DIY lyric video.
Let's not
call it a video, but and I'm very proud of myself for doing it with my own two little hands phone, actually.
Did you use like CapCut or something for it?
Yeah.
Yes! Yes, I'm a CapCut girl too, like for life.
Yeah.
That is so good. No, I'm all for DIY and like, if you can do it yourself, why not? And oftentimes it's better when you can just do it yourself.
Yeah, and I've just been trying to think of what else I can do, and that was one of the things. And I've emailed some people about it, and they either don't reply or they come back with their price list.
Oh, that's so
It's
real.
Horrible. It's horrible. That's so like real. How some music blogs that just look like general just music supporters.
Yeah,
it's actually
absolutely.
A business, and it's like £200 for this post.
That's 100... crazy.
No, you can get cheaper stuff as well. Like if you're just one of the people in the carousel post, I think you can get that for like 25 to 50 quid.
Which is still crazy, by the way. Oh my God.
It is. And it's horrible that you have to like spend every penny that you own to create that music. And then you have to just get some more and spend it all for people to hear it.
Exactly.
It's the most ridiculous job of all.
It really is, which is why I was so excited when you agreed to come on today, because even though it's a small platform, I want to like help you get it out there for money. It's expensive.
Even if like 5 people see this and listen to my music.
Exactly. I think that's going to happen. And I've been telling all my other Toronto girlfriends, I'm like, y'all need to get on it.
Amazing.
Get on your Spotify, get on your Apple Music right now. It's very important. I'm not going to tell you why it's really important, but you just have to do it. Exactly. So all the girlfriends.
I really appreciate it.
All the girlfriends are getting on it. Yeah.
It just makes me feel good. This is going to be one of, like, I'm writing things that I'm grateful for every night, and I will be mentioning you. This is one of my things today, for sure.
Fangirl Report is in the journal entry tonight. I love that. That's so exciting. That is so important though. Like I've been trying to get into little routines like that of just like remembering like just the small things that really make every day just a little bit better. And I think that's
it makes
good.
You realize that you don't actually have it that bad.
Exactly.
Otherwise
exactly.
You keep dwelling on the bad stuff and keep complaining. 100%. And it's like, nothing good is happening. But actually there is something good happening every day.
Exactly. That is so beautiful. Is there anything that you would like to plug? Go for it. Go crazy.
Oh, well, I have a gig in Riga next Wednesday.
If I could hop on a flight, I would be there. Oh my God.
Yeah. What else? I hope I'll be having some more shows. I would love to go on tour. Like, can we just manifest me going on tour? But all we need is more martinis.
Yes,
at different parts of the world, and like a live agent, like someone who would help me actually get this done, because I'm 100%. Ready. I'm ready to go.
The world and the world is ready. I think the world is ready for you too.
Yeah.
I think we're ready. 100%.
I think so. So that would be amazing.
Yeah,
and
we're manifesting.
I think what else? I don't know. I'll just keep doing what I'm doing, like you told me to.
Of course, keep it up,
until
girl.
Until further notice.
honestly, just keep doing it. Like, the more you post, the more people are, like, it's so slow. It's such a slow process. But it's going to accumulate, and it's going to happen.
And I am always open to, like, advertising tips and tricks. If you think of anything that would be great for one of my songs or something, let me know.
Absolutely. Honestly, girl, like, for the social media, I've done many different projects, like personally, professionally, and doing like the interactivity, getting people involved with it, getting on Zooms, doing like little quizzes and stuff so that people can like interact. That is one of the biggest things that you can do. Mm-hmm. And girl, you're doing it. So it's fine.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah.
Exactly. So plug all the socials, plug a website if you want to, whatever you want. Girl, go nuts.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I will.
Of course. Yeah, and any links that you want me to put in the description, send them to me.
We need everyone to pre-save call because everyone gets a secret snippet.
Mm-hmm. Which was delicious, by the way.
I will be sending, like, post-mailing 5 Polaroids, like signed Polaroids to 5 people.
You heard it here.
You
heard it
and
here,
then
folks.
what else? What else? If we get, it's not gonna happen, I think. But if we get 500 free saves, I'll get cool tattooed on me.
Yes, absolutely.
But we need like a few more hundred to
A few more hundred. It's gonna happen. Girl, we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. We're manifesting it. I'm gonna tell everybody. I'm gonna tell my grandma. I'm gonna tell my auntie. I'm gonna tell
Okay.
everybody.
Thank you so much.
So everybody get
Thanks.
your grandmas on it. Everybody get your grandma, get your mom, get your dad to
Yeah.
pre-save cool. Cause
Tell your
it,
cat
yeah.
best. Tell your cat best friend in your family.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. So yeah,
What are
anything you
your
want me to
plans?
include?
What about you? What's like the summer goal?
Oh, I don't even know. Okay, it was on my vision board to go to New York, and I went to New York in May.
Okay.
Oh,
Amazing.
it was amazing. I loved it. I loved it so
I've never
much.
been. I really want to.
Oh, it's so good. Like, I know, like, okay, New York, it's kind of its thing. Like, everybody, like, don't romanticize New York. I don't care. I'm romanticizing New York. I love
Yeah.
it. And just like Broadway and everything, it was fantastic. So there was that summer. I'm having a cool girl summer. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And just like in general, just like the windows down, music blaring vibes. That's what I'm going for. And we're gonna have fun, and whatever happens, happens. I think that's the vibes for the summer.
It is.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
Yep, it's gonna happen. I can feel it. And do you normally get like good summer weather over there? Or is it kind of like,
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. Well,
Okay,
yeah, you get
period.
some rainy days, of course, but
Of
normally it's quite
course.
good. Like Latvia has very distinct seasons.
Okay,
Dist
period.
no, distinctive. What's the word?
Distinct. I would say
Distinct.
distinct,
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
yeah. So like it's when it's winter, it's really cold, and when it's
Yeah.
summer, it's like not that hot, but like it can get like plus 30. I don't know. I think it could be quite similar to Canada, actually.
It is. I was just gonna say, like here in like Toronto at least, it's very like when it's winter, it's freezing cold and
Yeah.
snowing, and then when it's summer, it can get really like we just had a 35-degree day the other day. Like, what is
Oh,
that about? Gross. But like, it's okay. It's hot and it's not snowing, so I can't complain. It is what it
Yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay,
Well,
so I think that's everything that I have. Is
okay.
there anything that else that you would like to put out there for the world?
Well,
Well, not
just
the world, but
have fun
yes.
because time is a bitch
It
and
is. And it goes so
just
fast.
enjoy your life and just love and eat and take pleasure in things that gives you
Yes.
pleasure.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just yeah.
Period. I love that. What a great message. So thank you so much. I appreciate your time so much because, like you said, time is so precious.
But
And
I
I'm so
had so
thankful.
much fun. I had so
I'm
much fun.
so
You have the sweetest, warmest energy. You are my Canada queen.
You heard it here. Thank you so much. I'm the Canada. I'm the Martini's Canadian ambassador starting today.
Yes! Crowned. Yeah, crowned.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Bye. Take care.
Bye. Take
Bye.
care.